You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has recorded two new locally acquired cases which are linked to an outbreak in an apartment building at South Bank in Inner Melbourne. Health Minister Martin Foley confirmed the two South Bank residents tested positive on Tuesday, although they will be included in Wednesday's figures. Hundreds of people who live in the low-rise complex were forced into self-isolation on Sunday after authorities established a link between two previous coronavirus cases who live there. A total of six people who live in the apartment have tested positive for COVID-19. Mr. Foley says the government's focus is to contact and test contacts related to this outbreak.
Our contact tracers were able to establish a link between the facilities, including two residents from a residential complex in South Bank. We immediately established a public health response around that centre with messages sent to the list provided by the body corporate on Sunday night. And we set up specialist nurses on site yesterday with pop-up testing set up there from about 9 a.m. yesterday and still in place today. And yesterday we had over 200 people tested at that particular pop-up centre.
The Victorian government says a shortage of the Pfizer vaccine has forced it to cancel first dose bookings and walk-ups for Pfizer doses for the rest of this week. But COVID-19 commander Jerome Wymer has reassured Victorians who have already had their first shot of Pfizer that they will be able to get their second dose despite the shortage.
So absolutely. So anybody who needs to have their second Pfizer dose, the time frame is set out by Otago is 3 to 6 weeks. We absolutely are ensuring that we've got capacity in our vaccination system and supply in terms of the vaccines we give by the Commonwealth, that anybody who wants to get their second dose vaccine between 3 to 6 weeks can do so. What we expect people to do who have had their first Pfizer dose is we'd ask you to either ring up our call centre if you haven't yet booked your appointment or go on our online system and book your second appointment.
A specialist in infectious diseases says doctors are now better at detecting and treating a rare blood clotting syndrome linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. The syndrome can occur between 4 days and 4 weeks after the initial dose, with people suffering symptoms including severe and persistent headaches, abdominal pain, leg pain, shortness of breath, and blurred vision. Two Australians have died from the rare blood clots after the administration of more than 3.6 million doses of AstraZeneca in Australia. Professor Robert Boy from the University of Sydney says GPs are now able to respond quickly when patients report these symptoms.
They refer urgently to hospital for early treatment with antibodies, intravenous immunoglobulin, which is made from hundreds of other people who've donated blood. And that antibody treatment goes over 1 or 2 days and is very effective.
Dr. Charlotte Hespie is the chair of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners. She says the risk of blood clots remains extremely low and says a vaccinated population remains the best defence against the risks of COVID-19.
The risk if you're 50 and over of having the TTS is 1 to 2 per 100,000. So it's very small versus the risk of us as a community actually having COVID spreading through our community and you getting sick. And we know that, you know, a lot of people don't get terribly sick, but far more people would die of COVID spreading through our community than will have that sort of degree of adverse reaction from the vaccines.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.